most residents have returned home after severe flooding in Manawa, but recovery in the central Wisconsin community will take time. It's Thursday, July 11th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Milwaukee leaders expect thousands of protesters to show up for the Republican National Convention. Wisconsin utilities are hitting their carbon reduction goals, and reporter Sean Johnson looks at the political rise of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. That's coming up after this break.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A major dam breach in Waupaca County on Friday led to an estimated $6 million in damage. Hope Kerwin has more on how the city of Manawa is recovering.
Heavy rains on Friday morning swept debris in front of the dam on Manawa Mill Pond. Floodwaters overtopped the structure and eventually broke through a berm on one side, flooding streets, homes, and the city's water treatment plant. Sue Vader Olson is director of the city's library, which is located next to the dam. She says many in the community are cleaning up basement flooding and other damage.
It's been a very hectic few days, and people are feeling sentimental about the loss of the dam and the mill pond, but people have really drawn together.
Around 100 residents were evacuated on Friday. Most have returned, except for 37 residents of a community nursing home that was flooded. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
About 140 groups have registered with the city of Milwaukee to protest during the Republican National Convention next week. The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 is holding their rally Monday morning. Organizers with that group even predict anywhere from 2,500 to 5,000 people will attend their protest. Nick Desiato is the chief of staff for Mayor Cavalier Johnson. He says the groups have signed up with the city to use a speaker platform or parade route, but he says other people who did not register will also be allowed to protest.
If individuals want to exercise their First Amendment rights outside of our platform area or our parade route, and they're doing so for lawfully, they certainly have the right to do that.
Desiato says both liberal and conservative groups have registered. All five of Wisconsin's major electric utilities are on pace to hit their carbon reduction goals by the end of the decade. Joe Schultz has more on a new draft report from the state's utility regulator.
2 years ago, a biannual report from the Public Service Commission projected most major electric providers would fall short of their goals. This year's draft says the major utilities are expected to meet their 2030 goals. For Wisconsin Public Service, We Energy's Xcel Energy and Madison Gas and Electric, that means reducing carbon emissions by 80% from 2005 levels. Alliant Energy's goal is a 50% reduction. Brendan Conway is with We Energy's.
There's a lot of big projects that either will come online or could be coming online in the coming years, and it's all part of the transition.
The report also says coal went from accounting for more than half of Wisconsin's electric generation in 2015 to just over a quarter in 2022. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
When classes begin in less than 8 weeks, Wisconsin schools will be required to change the way they teach children how to learn to read. But as Corrine Hess reports, the $50 million needed to implement the statewide literacy bill remains in limbo.
Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials expected the funds to be released this week by the Joint Finance Committee after a state Supreme Court ruling. That ruling found a Republican-controlled committee overstepped when blocking the release of funds approved by the full legislature. Tom McCarthy is the deputy superintendent. He believes this applies to the GOP's withholding of $50 million from DPI as well.
The ruling was a message to the legislatures that that type of behavior, this sort of, we're going to require you to do all the things with this string attached and then pull the rug back when an agency has acted in good faith to implement the law, is not constitutional.
An outside attorney says the ruling provides support for DPI's argument, but doesn't definitively resolve that case. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, Milwaukee's Democratic mayor played a big role in getting the Republican National Convention to Wisconsin. We look at how Mayor Cavalier Johnson has gotten things done for the city. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
When the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee next week, it will shine a spotlight on the city, not to mention its Democratic mayor. Cavalier Johnson was instrumental in landing the RNC. As Sean Johnson reports, it's been part of a busy 2 years for the young mayor, who's known he's wanted to work in politics since he was a kid.
Cavalier Johnson was born and raised in Milwaukee, one of 10 siblings. He says he remembers growing up what it was like to see violence, to be hungry, to have the energy shut off when it was cold.
I wanted to do things differently than what I saw. Like, I wanted more for myself, for my neighborhood, for my family and future family, and really for my city.
Johnson decided to apply himself. He joined a YMCA program and started volunteering in the community. One day, very suddenly, he realized how he could do more. It happened after the September 11th attacks, when former President George W. Bush gave a speech at Ground Zero. In Bush, Johnson saw someone trying to bring people together.
For whatever reason, it just clicked in my head, right? I could go into government and have a career like the president, where I help people like I fell in love with doing at the YMCA. And I just was off to the races from there. So I've been focused on this since I was a 14-year-old kid.
Even though he's a Democrat, Johnson still counts the Republican, Bush, among his political heroes, alongside former President Barack Obama and the Reverend Martin Luther King. It's an unlikely trio, but Johnson's abrupt rise to power in city politics has been anything but ordinary. Victor Amaya knew Johnson, the teenager. He was his mentor in Johnson's YMCA program. Amaya says that even back then, people would hear Johnson talk and say he should be in politics. But he says Johnson has always stayed genuine.
I don't think he takes relationships as transactional, right? I've never felt and I've never seen him take on something just because it's going to benefit him.
While Johnson knew early on where he wanted to go, actually winning elections proved hard. He ran his first campaign in 2011 for Milwaukee County Board and placed a distant fifth in a five-person race. The candidate who won that race, Ian Biddle, remembers Johnson being courteous, smart, passionate, and young.
Very young. No facial hair.
Johnson lost another county board race the next year, but he stayed involved, got a job in city government, moved to a neighborhood he knew, and in 2016, he ran for city council. By then, Biddle says Johnson knew what it took to win, and he was relentless.
Look, man, he's a driven individual because his first two races did not go well. And most people just would have tucked their tails and ran, you know, but he kept fighting and working for what he wanted, for the vision that he saw for himself. You can't take that away from him.
By 2020, Johnson won a tight race to be president of the Common Council. In 2022, he became the city's first ever elected black mayor. That year, he visited Washington to make a pitch to bring the RNC to Milwaukee, and he was soon visiting Madison to ask support for a new Milwaukee sales tax to prevent massive layoffs, even bankruptcy. Johnson says his first call as mayor was to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the powerful Republican with a long record of blocking Democratic policies. But when Johnson made his pitch, Voss says he listened.
While we don't agree on every political issue, I think he's trustworthy, and I think he was genuine in his attempt to try to say what's possible, as opposed to saying, this is what I want, and when you don't hear what you want, you walk away.
When Johnson's asked what's next for him and whether he'd consider running for governor someday, he points out that he was only 35 when he was elected mayor.
So I've got a long future ahead of me, and I think there will be opportunities for me to explore other options in the future. Would I be interested in running for governor one day? Absolutely. Absolutely, I would.
Johnson would have his work cut out if he ever ran statewide, given the city of Milwaukee's ongoing struggles with crime and education. But if he has any self-doubt, Johnson doesn't show it. He says that ambitious 14-year-old kid is still inside of him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast for this Thursday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. They help us put the podcast together. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. Have a great day.